Grace comes from a word that means gift, God's gift. The very first gift, the very first of the graces of God toward mankind was bringing us into existence. The Bible begins, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." This was God's gift to us. For out of this wonderful earth that He created, He brought forth living things, plants, animals, human beings. And He made a wonderful place for human beings to live. Let's read about it in Genesis, the 2nd chapter and the 7th verse. "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four rivers. The name of the first is Pison, that is it which surrounds the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good, and there is bdellium and onyx stone, and the name of the second river is Gihon. The same it is that surrounds the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, and it is the one that goes forth from the east of Syria, and the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof you shall surely die." So we get a good idea of God's gift to us in the beginning, a wonderful place to live, no cares, no worry, created as an immortal being, walking with God, talking with God, everything spiritual was clear to Adam, and by his grace he gave him the gift of a free will. He gave him a choice between good and evil. And we get a pretty good picture of what humanity is like in the beginning and how it has been corrupted unto this day by the bad choice that our first parents made. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the wonderful home I have to live, the earth so pleasant and good and fruitful. I know that in a certain measure it has been spoiled by mankind, by the sin of those who want to dominate others, of hatred, murder, warfare. I am very thankful to you, Lord God, for all your blessings. Every time I eat, every time I have a safe place to sleep, clothes to wear, I'm thankful to you, O Lord God, for I know that I owe everything to you, and my best efforts will come to nothing without your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.